The Jewish Gift to Humanity, The Nuclear Nightmare. Below is only a partial list. The total number of Jews involved is staggering and shocking, and the list below is incomplete due to time restrictions. The list below contains the most noted Jewish scientists to work directly on the Manhattan Project. Nearly all of the individuals on the list below were hardcore communists. Many more were spies who gave the formula for the atom bomb to the Soviets. Upon researching, I was appalled at how the authors, mostly Jews, who wrote articles and biographies of the individuals listed below, portrayed these mass murderers in a very positive light, exalting many to a hero status. Feel free to do your own research given the information contained on this website. Below is a partial list of Jews who were directly involved in the Manhattan Project. There are many more Jews involved at all levels of researching, constructing, and advocating the use of the atomic bomb than can be listed here. J. Robert Oppenheimer, American Jew, Scientific Director, Project Y. Frank Oppenheimer, American Jew, brother of and assistant to J. Robert Oppenheimer. Albert Einstein, German-born Jew, consultant to the project. Niels Bohr, Danish-born Jew, consultant to the project. Leo Szilard, Hungarian-born Jew, group leader, metallurgical laboratory. Niklas Kürti, Hungarian-born Jew, worked with Franz Eugen Simon, German-born Jew, and developed a method of separating uranium-235 from raw uranium ore. David Bohm, American Jew, performed the theoretical calculations for the called lutrons at the Y-12 facility in Oak Ridge used to electromagnetically enrich uranium for use in the bomb dropped on Hiroshima in 1945. Rudolf Peierls, German-born Jew, British mission. Felix Bloch, Swiss-born Jew, worked under Hans Albrecht Bethe, performing nuclear fission research. Eugene Paul Wigner, Hungarian-born Jew, group leader, metallurgical laboratory. James Chadwick, British-born Jew, chief, British mission. James Frank, German-born Jew, director, chemistry group. Otto Frisch, German-born Jew, British mission. Edward Teller, Hungarian-born Jew, thermonuclear research. Emilio Gino Segre, Italian-born Jew, group leader. Hans Albrecht Bethe, German-born Jew, chief theoretical division. Klaus Fuchs, German-born Jew, theoretical division, noted communist spy. Richard Phillips Feynman, American Jew, group leader, theoretical division. Morris Kolodny, American Jew, manager, DP site. Louis Rosen, American Jew, the father of the Los Alamos Neutron Science Center. Louis Slotin, Canadian-born Jew, critical testing resulted in his accidental death. Jacob Baser, American Jew, weapons firing and fusing. Theodore Alvin Hall, American Jew, youngest scientist at Los Alamos. Samuel T. Cohen, American Jew, worked in the efficiency group. Samuel Goudsmit, Danish-born Jew, scientific head of the Alsos mission. George Plazek, Moravian-born Jew, British mission. Eugene Rabinowitch, Russian-born Jew, metallurgical laboratory. Joseph Rotblat, Polish-born Jew, worked with James Chadwick, noted communist spy. Gregory Bright, or Gregory, as is pronounced in Russian, Bright, Russian-born Jew, predecessor of J. Robert Oppenheimer, And one thing I want to throw in here, too, is Oppenheimer was a noted communist as well. David Greenglass, American Jew, Manhattan Project infiltration, communist spy. George Abramovich Koval, American Jew, special engineer detachment, communist spy. Victor Weisskopf, Austrian-born Jew, theoretical division. Alvin Martin Weinberg, American Jew, theoretical physics and under Eugene Paul Wigner. Isidore Isaac Rabbi, Polish-born Jew, consultant to the project. Stan Frankel, American Jew, theoretical division. Enrico Fermi, Italian-born Gentile, was married to a Jewess, group leader, theoretical division. The first atomic bomb was designed and constructed in Los Alamos, New Mexico. The top secret code name given to this working was the Manhattan Project. The reason for the name was that Bernard Baruch, Jew, lived in Manhattan, New York, as did many of the other top officials. The chief scientist of Los Alamos Laboratory from 1943 to 1945 was J. Robert Oppenheimer, another prominent Jew. Oppenheimer's brother Frank, a card-carrying communist, was also a leading atomic scientist working at Los Alamos. Quote, one of the central figures in not only laying the theoretical groundwork, but also persuading President Roosevelt to launch the whole atomic bomb program was Albert Einstein, a foreign-born Jew with 16 Communist Front affiliations. The first commissioner of the Atomic Energy Commission was David E. Lilienthal, a Jew who belonged to at least two Communist Fronts. He remained in that position for a considerable length of time. Niels Bohr, Danish-born Jew, given the Nobel Prize in 1922, escaped Denmark in 1943. Quote, in September 1943, the reliable word reached Bohr about his imminent arrest by the German police. The Danish resistance quickly managed to help Bohr and his wife escape by sea to Sweden. Soon after, Bohr was flown in a military aircraft to Britain. There he was introduced to the then-secret atomic bomb project. Eventually, he was directed to the project's principal location in the United States of America. Bohr worked on the Manhattan Project at the top-secret Los Alamos Laboratory in New Mexico, where he was known by the name of Nicholas Baker for security reasons. Leo Szilard, Hungarian-born Jew, born in Budapest, assisted Enrico Fermi in conducting the first controlled nuclear chain reaction. Nicholas Kürti, Hungarian-born Jew, Kürti Miklós, that's in Hungarian, and Franz Eugene Simon, German-born Jew, who fled to Britain after Hitler came to power, discovered how to separate uranium-235 from uranium ore, which is necessary for the construction of an atomic bomb. Quote, it is of utmost significance to point out that both atomic bomb and hydrogen bomb were in large measure a Jewish production, but basically the atom bomb and its further proliferation is a Jewish idea. One of the central figures in not only laying the theoretical groundwork, but also persuading President Roosevelt to launch the whole atomic bomb program was Albert Einstein, a foreign-born Jew with 16 Communist Front affiliations. It was at this time most of the atomic secrets were stolen and passed on to the Soviets. When it comes to listing the spies and traitors involved, it almost reads like a Jewish who's who. The most notorious were Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, who were tried and executed for treason, the only traitors in modern U.S. history to have suffered this fate. Further involved in this spy network were Harry Gold, Abraham Brothman, David Greenglass, Ethel Rosenberg's brother, Israel Weinbaum, Miriam Moskowitz, Sidney Weinbaum, Morton Sobel. All these were Jews and all were convicted of treason. It is also significant in the future development of the hydrogen bomb. Again, Jews were in the forefront, such as J. Robert Oppenheimer, Steve Nelson, his real name was Joseph W. Weinberg, and Edward Teller. To get on the crux of our discussion, namely the commercial and industrial proliferation of nuclear waste in the United States, which more than any other issue hangs as an ominous pall over our heads. It threatens to bring death, cancer, leukemia, and birth defects to the mass of the population, and in fact exterminate humanity itself. It is of utmost significance to point out that the Jewish network has kept close control of the development and proliferation of this most devastating of all technical advancements, nuclear fission and nuclear fusion. Okay, and the references for the quotes here, the first one, Ben Clausen, Racial Loyalty, issue number 27, Creativity Movement, Wikipedia article on Niels Bohr, however you pronounce it, whether you're using the European or the American pronunciation. International Council for Science, ICSU, Committee on Data for Science and Technology, CoData Newsletter, number 79, March 1999. Ben Clausen, Racial Loyalty, issue 27, Creativity Movement. And I also want to throw in here, at the end of this, the Jews, everything around them is for the death and the destruction of humanity and this planet and everything on it. Their death-dealing Christianity, where they worship death, they live for their death, that's been thrown onto us Gentiles, and this garbage, and the waste, they profit off of the waste here, because people have to drink bottled water. Our oceans, everything on this planet is polluted to the point where, unless the gods, Satan help us all, intervene, and help humanity, Gentile humanity, get out from under, we're doomed. Few people know to the extent of where the environment is at right now. And this is extremely serious. I'm talking about water is no longer fit to drink. We've got an extreme shortage of it in China, where right now, because it's 2017 that I'm making an audio recording of this, the rivers are black with toxic waste, and Chinese peasants are opening up cabbages over there, and they're rotten from the inside. They have nothing to eat. They have nothing to drink. And of course the communist Chinese government, run by Chinese Jews, and I know some people have trouble identifying a Chinese Jew or a non-white Jew that appears white or whatever. They look weird. And I will be doing another how to identify a Jew, book 3, part 3, on how to identify non-white Jews. They're weird looking. But my point here is, I mean, they don't look like a regular Chinese person. I mean, they're Chinese, but they're race within race. And what I'm saying, they had a nuclear problem over in China, what was it, last year. And, of course, the lying Jewish-controlled Chinese government, communists, told the populace everything's just fine, there's nothing to worry about, and it started raining over there and the streets billowed up with yellow foam, toxic foam all over the place. I'm just saying, this has to be said. Hail Satan.